Now, Think and Do Tank is a community development agency working on an independent artistic and creative project with lasting social impacts focused in the western and southwestern Sydney communities. One such project is Lost in Books. It's a multilingual bookshop, it's a cafe, it's a creative learning and language exchange hub, and it's a safe space for women. As I said, they're focusing on southwestern Sydney, which is Australia's most culturally diverse community. To tell me more about the project, I'm joined by Think and Do Tank's consulting producer, Felicity Blake. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick, and good morning to SER listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Now, obviously, you guys focusing in the southwestern Sydney region, that's an essential area for you guys, I think, for this sort of project.
It is. Think and Do Tank was founded by a wonderful woman called Jane Stratton, and Jane's area of expertise in working with communities involves sectors of the community that happen to live in southwest Sydney. So a lot of the projects that Think and Do Tank is involved in that area. And it is the home to Australia's most culturally diverse neighbourhoods. So these are the nation's highest levels of ethnic and cultural diversity, and they also host significant ongoing rates of refugee resettlement. So they're expecting about 4,000 to 7,000 of the refugees from the Syrian humanitarian intake that was agreed to last year. Now, so there's a very diverse community, and they're expecting a lot of new people to arrive.
Yeah, I'm curious about the impetus for this project in particular. I mean, is there sort of a dearth of these sort of areas for people there?
Yeah, well, there's a dearth of these sort of areas for people everywhere. There's only a couple of schemes like this existing in the world, and I can tell you a bit more about exactly what Lost in Books does. But in those areas, there are some quite complex social needs. There are low levels of English language attainment, and consequently there are challenges of participating in the workforce. There are relatively high levels of domestic and family violence compared to the New South Wales average. However, there is a sort of underappreciated side of that, which is the strength and the beauty and the importance of that cultural diversity. 80% of residents in those areas can speak a language other than English, and about 68% of those people were born outside Australia. So they have a lot that they can bring and contribute in terms of multilingual skills, in terms of cultural diversity, and all of the benefits that that can actually bring to the community.
So would you want Lost in Books to be sort of exclusively for migrants and refugees, or is it an open kind of area?
That's the beautiful thing about this. It's a bit of an Aladdin's cave, Lost in Books. It is for everybody. It is a bookstore, but it's a social enterprise bookstore. So the books are cheap and any money that comes from them goes back into the bookstore. It's a cafe. It's a language exchange, which is kind of like a language school, but where you go to do conversation. Like if you're learning a community language, for example, I would love to go and learn more Arabic because mine is regrettably bad. and I could go there and have some fantastic food made by local community people in the cafe and have a conversation and chat to people and learn how to write properly in Arabic. And likewise, they can be learning from me about in English conversation, picking up skills and feeling more confident. There are also some very strong partnerships with community agencies from the Southwest Sydney area. So our partners are people like the Liverpool Migrant Resource Centre, Bonnie Support Services, which is a very significant, what you might call a women's shelter that supports women at risk. Liverpool Women's Resource Centre, Fairfield and Liverpool City Councils are supporting this project. An amazing woman called Trish Hagen from Liverpool West Public School, who is the relieving principal, has a lot of experience in literacy education and just education in general for refugee children. So there are all kinds of very serious community organisations backing up the services that are going to be available to people in this space. So you might be a skippy Anglo-Australian like me, or you might be born in Australia from migrant parents. You might be a very new Australian. You might be a refugee who's just arrived, but this is a place for all of us to be able to come together and get lost in books and really to be able to read in each other's languages and to enjoy stories from around the world and to kind of be able to share with each other that what really underpins this is the magic of stories and storytelling. There's a particular focus on women and children in the space as well.
It sounds very important to you personally. How did you get involved?
I actually come from a documentary filmmaking background, and having had the opportunity and the privilege to travel because of that work, I've lived and worked in lots of places where people have been displaced, like Iran or Libya or Indonesia, Egypt. Also in Europe, where we've seen what is being called the migrant crisis starting at this time last year. And I have a little bit of understanding of the push factors that actually cause people to be displaced internally in their own country, and then they get pushed beyond their own country's borders, which makes them an asylum seeker. And then if they're very, very lucky, they manage to find somewhere where they can have refugee status. And it's an extremely difficult journey, and sometimes people never even get that far. I've worked in the biggest refugee camp in the world, in Dadaab in Kenya, for a film. And that has hundreds of thousands of people living there, sometimes for decades, for their whole lives, and they don't ever get out. So having experienced some of the different elements as an observer of refugee pathways, to know that there's a project like this in Australia, in my own city, Sydney, that's able to help people at a grassroots level, not just refugees, but the entire community, to be able to be together in a place and understand each other, really contributes to social cohesion in our own community. It prevents what is called otherisation, when people consider someone to be different to them. And we've actually seen the consequences of, like, that might sound like a philosophical concept, but we see the consequences of that in the situation this week with Brexit, or with the increasing disunity in the United States, and how communities can kind of unravel if we don't have an understanding on a basic level that other people are people too, and that they probably have things to offer.
Yes, very well put. And just quickly, I know it's been crowdfunded. Are you fully funded? Can people still support?
No, we're not. We'd absolutely love to have your support. I have an exclusive announcement that I can make for 2SER this morning, that last night we achieved our minimum funding, our tipping point, that actually means we get to keep the funding. With a lot of crowdfunding, if you don't reach a certain funding goal, everything gets refunded back to donors. But last night we reached the minimum amount that we need to make. So from here on in, thank you. It's a huge relief. We did it in time. We've had contributions from the most amazing sources. Some English language students at Navitas College held a cake stall and they made $600. And a lot of the people there were refugees themselves, and some of them weren't even eating because they were fasting for Ramadan. But they actually made stuff for a cake stall and raised money to donate to this crowdfunding campaign. We've had little donations just from what people can afford. We've had big donations from people who want to get naming rights, for example, for an area in the eventual shop. It's been absolutely heartwarming. And it's on a platform called Start Some Good. So if people would like to find out more, they can go to startsomegood.com/lost-in-books.
Thank you.
There's pathways there for them to find out more.
Fantastic stuff, Felicity. Thanks for talking to Breakfast.
Delighted to be with you. Thanks for having me, Nick.